Parshas Vayakal, this week's parsha, the Torah relates how Klal Yisrael responded to the command of Hashem of Asu L'Mikdash, to make a Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan, for me. We Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh that we already laned was the command that Hashem gave to Moshe, how to build the Mishkan and what to tell Klal Yisrael. But this week's parsha, next week's parsha, say how it actually happened. What happened when Moshe told them to build the Mishkan. And it demonstrates the parasha, how generously Klal Yisrael donated to the building of the Mishkan. Daiva Hoiser, he had to stop them. They wanted to donate so much. And it also demonstrates how so many people volunteered as skilled laborers and artisans to create the vessels and the gold work and the weaving that was necessary for the Mishkan. Now, the Torah uses an interesting terminology when to describe the people who volunteered to work and create the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, both by the men and by the woman, it says, Kol Asher Nisoi Libai, anyone whose heart elevated themselves to do the work and to perform the skills necessary. Now, what does that mean, Asher Nisoi Libai, that their heart elevated them, their heart carried them? So the Ramban explains, beautiful Ramban. The Ramban says that Klal Yisrael had been slaves for centuries. And they were doing largely what the Torah says, they were doing menial labor. They were either working around the house, or they were schlepping stones, or doing construction. So how did they learn goldsmithing, silversmithing, metallurgy? They weren't skilled in any of these tasks. That wasn't what they were slaves. That wasn't what they were doing as slaves. Who taught them how to work with gold? Who taught them how to make strands of gold and how to weave these complex weaving that was necessary for the Mishkan? So the Ramban answers that they were not taught. They found inspiration within themselves. They saw of those people, they saw they had a natural talent for the task required, and they came before Moshe and they said, we're going to take it on. And they resolved to do whatever it takes to build the Mishkan for Hashem. Now, this is amazing lesson number one, that it's possible to do that. If you can't really ever claim to not have an ability, and that's what's holding us back from serving Hashem. This is this famous medrash that Eliyahu HaNavi met a fisherman, and he asked him, why don't you learn Torah? So the man said, well, no one ever taught me how to learn Torah. So Eliyahu HaNavi asks the man, well, who taught you how to fish? So the man said, well, Hashem gave me inspiration, and I figured out how to create nets, and the nets I used to catch the fish, and Hashem blessed me with a way to earn my livelihood. So Eliyahu HaNavi told him, do you think that Hashem would give you the inspiration how to earn your livelihood, and which is just for this world, and he wouldn't give you the inspiration how to earn your life in the world to come? Meaning that a person cannot necessarily have the talent or the knowledge. And the people weren't trained. And they came out of Mitzrayim where they were slaves for centuries. And they went and they said, we'll do it. So what happened? I imagine they didn't get it right on the first shot. They likely had to try. And there was trial and error. And it was frustrating. And there was failure. But they kept at it until they figured it out. And Hashem gave them that power, that ability to get inspiration and to keep on trying until they got it right. So it was the motivation that was key. It was the fact, just as that fisherman, when it came to earning a livelihood, he wouldn't stop until he figured out how to do it because his life depended on it, literally. Nesoi Liba B'chachma meant that Nesoi Liba means their heart elevated, their heart motivated them. That means we'll just do it. We're going to make it happen. And they kept on trying until they figured it out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every person that inspiration and that ability. Today, when it comes to learning Torah, there's no question that it's so accessible, more than it ever was. It's accessible through so many resources online and shiurim and videos. There's so many ways that a person can learn Torah. And the guarantee that the Ramban tells us is anyone who puts their heart to it and cares enough will be successful, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you, and you'll find the right person, and you'll find the right teacher, and you'll find the resources you need, or we need, to be able to learn and be successful in learning Torah. The requirement is just Nesoi Libai. We have to just elevate our heart, motivate our hearts to do it. But there's another pasuk here, the next step of this, which is a beautiful, phenomenal vart from Rav Hirsch, and I've said it in the past, I just can't go by without saying it again. There was one particular task in the Mishkan, which was a unique task, and that was they made one of the coverings of the roof of the Mishkan was made from the goat skin, And it required weaving it while still on the goats. Not sure why, but that was the process required that. And there were women who did it. And it says, Kal ashenesai libe bechachma tavo aseizim. Kal isha. Every woman who their heart was inspired with wisdom, they did this process of weaving the goat skin on the goat while it was still on the goats. And the Rav Hirsch comments that this is the only time it says that word, b'chachma. The other time it says, nesa libe, anybody whose heart inspired them, they went and did the work. Over here, by the woman who did the goats, it says, nesa libe b'chachma, they were inspired with wisdom. What is that word, wisdom? What is the special wisdom involved in doing these goats? So he said, a beautiful pshat, he says that, it characterizes, I'm going to quote, it characterizes the decision to which their hearts directed them. The other skilled woman, they rushed to work with beautiful materials required for the curtains and the hangings, the pareches and the coverings, which were able to be seen and were beautiful. And their wiser sisters, the one that we're referring to as B'chachma, they chose to make the more modest material for the goat's hair covering. It was a very simple material, very coarse, and it was really just very practical. It was just for the sake of being a roof. This, after all, was the essential part which held the whole together. It was the real actual oil. And the making of the oil was what was necessary for the Mishkan to work. And they chose with Chachma to be involved in that, rather to be involved in the part that was very beautiful and would demonstrate skill and be much more appreciated for its beauty and skill. They chose to do the thing which was just essential. And he says that is the quintessence of womanhood, is concentrated to create an oil, to create a house, a home. And so that is where they displayed both careful thought and their sense of true womanhood, their chachma. It's a beautiful thing. So the point that he's making is that it's natural to want to be a part of what's beautiful and what's going to be on display and what everybody will see, because the other parts of the Mishkan were the parts that were openly visible to everybody who wanted to see them. So it was beautiful. The goatskin was very practical, and it was there to just cover the roof and to protect, be actual protection from the elements. And people weren't necessarily rushing to do it. But the people who chose to do it, those people demonstrated a new level of chachma, a new level of wisdom, which Rav Hirsch teaches that it's the wisdom particular to a woman. The ability to not necessarily have to be out in the open, on display, with whatever is flashy and glittery, so to speak, but be behind the scenes and be involved in what's real, in creating a home, in creating what's integral, what's essential, what's quintessential for building a home. And that, he says, is what the Torah gives a very special appellation. That's chachma. That's real wisdom. And that puts them on a whole level apart from the work that all the other laborers did. The fact that they chose in particular to do that and concentrate their kaiches, their strengths, on doing what is essential, though not superficially beautiful and visible. Have a good night and a wonderful Shabbos.